audio tracks 10 and 11 have to do with the basic philosophy of America, the philosophy that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. If we were to sum up that philosophy, it's seen in the Declaration of Independence. It's also seen in the idea of the Constitution as a limit on government, binding the government down by the chains of the Constitution, not something that empowered government, but something that chained it down. This idea, if we were to sum up the philosophy of America in three words, it would be liberty under God. So in track 10, we're going to look at liberty, and in track 11, we'll look at the idea of a nation being under God. I'd say these are two critical, foundational, important ideas in American history. The first idea in track 10, liberty, we're defining liberty as the freedom from the initiation of force. George Washington and the other founding fathers might have talked about it as freedom from the violation of one's rights, but we're not big on rights. We're more impressed by duties. But we're going to be talking about freedom from the initiation of force. And of course, particularly, we're going to be talking about freedom from the initiation of force by that great institution of force, the government or the state. So capitalism is a situation where you have that freedom from the initiation of force. It's a situation of liberty. And so the first of the two parts of liberty under God we'll be looking at is capitalism. Rather than socialism, capitalism is what made America the most prosperous nation in history. Then we'll move on to track 11.